Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It's a solemnity. It's a time to look at all of those who have gone before us. And you say, well, they're just saints. Well, they started out just like you and I do. And it's never too late. You can turn your life over to the Lord in so many ways. So let's begin today just to say, Lord, give me the grace for today to love you and to bless you and to serve you. And thank you for all those who have gone on before us. Ask their prayers too, that they may give you courage or hope or strength or wisdom, whatever it is you need, just keep praying. So we take a look here at the first reading, which is taken from the book of Revelation, Chapter 7, verses 2 to 4, and then 9 to 14. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees, until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000, marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." And he said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord. Think, brothers and sisters, think of how many people have gone before you and how many are in heaven. And you say, "Oh, no, I've sinned too much." We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes. When you ask God's forgiveness, it's given. Go to the Lord. Pray. Go to confession if you need. But please open your heart to the Lord and all that he wants to give you, because he wants to give you the glory of everlasting life with him. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm sure it's going to be way beyond our imagination. He loves us. Please, brothers and sisters, don't put off what you need to do today. Confess your sin, open your heart, and say, "Lord, lead me," and he will do so. And if you have something that's just a sin that just keeps coming back all the time, you just say to the Lord, "Help me," one time, each time, just help me. Turn to him right away. Just say, "Please help me." And then there's Psalm 24. "Lord, this is the people who long to see your face." That's us. This is the people that have longed to see your face. "The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. I want to stop right there. Who desires not what is vain, what's sinful, and you get certain amount of pleasure or joy or whatever out of it, but it's a sin. No. No. Ask God. What does God want from your life? He wants you to follow him. Please, brothers and sisters, he is here right now. He is looking at you right now. What you just need to say is, Lord, give me grace just for today. Or, as I said to you before, give me grace for the next hour. Whatever you need, if you really seriously ask God, he will help you. Because as I've said to you before, I want to meet all of you in heaven. I really do. So please come. Please come. I've made mistakes. I've sinned. I've told you that before. But God forgave, and God will forgive you. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. That's what we want to do. We are to be the race that seeks him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. We shall see God as he is. Can you imagine what that will be like? I'll go flat on the ground, if even I'm capable of that. But to think, to be able to see God, to thank him, to praise him, because he's given you life. He's given you a body and a soul. He's given life to you. And he wants you to live with him forever. So let's today, on this Feast of All Saints, just say, Lord, help me to follow you more closely. Help me. As I've said to you before, take one thing at a time. Don't just say, okay, I'll stop sinning today. You can't do that. It doesn't work. We're too weak. But take one area where you think, I need to change. Even if it has to go down slowly, like 10 times a day to 9 times a day. But keep persevering because God wants you with him in heaven. And the first reading is a reading from the letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. That's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, brothers and sisters. Draw near to him and ask him for all the help that you need. Come to me, says the Alleluia verse. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. That doesn't mean an instantaneous change. It could, but it doesn't. It's gradually over time. You just keep praying that prayer. The Lord turns your life. He respects you in a way. There's a way in which he'll let you go the wrong way. Not that he wants to, and not that he has to, but it has to come out of our willpower, too. He will give you help for that. He will help you. And then we look at the Gospel of Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The people who don't want a lot, they just want to live life peacefully. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Brothers and sisters, God loves you. We pay a price, yes, we've got to follow the Lord and live according to what he wants of us. Yes, absolutely. But please, brothers and sisters, please don't think, oh, that's too much for me, or I can't do that. We don't need to say that. Brothers and sisters, God so loves you. I want to share with you today something a little different. Instead of just the gospel, it's not just, but you know what I mean, not just the gospel. But Pope Benedict wrote this. He said, "The saints are not a small caste of chosen souls, but an innumerable crowd to which the liturgy urges us to raise our eyes. This multitude not only includes the officially recognized saints, but the baptized of every epoch and nation who sought to carry out the divine will faithfully and lovingly. We are unacquainted with the faces and even the names of many of them, but with the eyes of faith, we see them shine in God's firmament like glorious stars. But why should our praise and glorification, or even the celebration of this solemnity, mean anything to the saints?" A famous homily of St. Bernard begins with this question, and the offer that he gives us, you need to hear. He says, "The saints have no need of honor for us. Neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. But I tell you, when I think of them, I feel myself inflamed by a tremendous yearning. This, then, is the meeting of God's great solemnity today. Look at the shining example of the saints to reawaken with us the great longing to be like them, happy to live near God in his light, in the great family of God's friends. Being a saint means living close to God, to live in his family. And this is the vocation of us all." God bless you, brothers and sisters.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.